Well, we're welcoming back a sponsor from a while ago who's just come back. Reliable Enterprises bringing you this segment.
That's right.
If you need some work done around the house, especially exterior work, decks, I mean, they do anything and everything. Yeah, I went out. And
windows, so, doors, everything.
He was on a big job out in Swartz Creek. They did, I mean, they resided the place. They were working on it. I mean,
did an expansion, all kinds of stuff.
Like a out front patio area with a pergola. Yeah. I mean, it's just gorgeous. Does fantastic work.
He's an artist, I'm telling you. Jeremy from Reliable is just outstanding. You can reach him at 810-429-6957. You can always link to them right on our website as well, The Gunsmith Show, thegss.com. Now, Jeremy's been a good friend a long time. I've been referring him for years. Since I got out of the business in 2017, I've referred him to so many people, and I get calls all the time saying, thank you so much for sending me Jeremy's phone number. We miss you, John, but we're so glad you invited us to meet Jeremy. And that's the way I think of him. I kind of think of him like a nephew or another son. You know, he's just a good guy. So he'll take care of you. And if he doesn't, doggone it, you let me know. But, I'm sure he will.
Yeah.
And we're glad to have him on board, too.
Yeah.
But he is a king of decks. He is, and I always thought I was a sharp deck builder. I built some cool stuff back in the day. One of my first corporations was called Decks Unlimited.
Uh-huh.
And the stuff he does now puts my stuff to shame. Yeah. It's just amazing.
So, multi-level. He was working on one. He showed me too the like levels down to a lake, like it was up on a hill.
Yeah, and all those platforms going down,
kind of terrace platforms.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Yeah, it does fantastic work and all kinds of stuff. But definitely a great referral.
Yeah,
I know, that's why you do it.
He can also build that custom gun room for you too if you need
him. Well, there you go.
So and
might have to wait for the winter on that.
You might have to, because he's going to be busy building decks for the summer. That's for sure. Now, decks and pole barns and stuff like that, and garages and additions. So what we want to say, though, is use them if you can, and you can always link to them, like I said, at thegss.com. Now, we're going to go through a little history here, and then we're going to get into some AR-15s. Now, in 1995, a little thing called the Oklahoma City bombing occurred today, and it's been 30 years today. So sad day.
Yeah.
It really was. 759 people were injured, and 168 were killed. Mm. The number grew one. I don't know how it grew one, but it grew one. So they must have found another, you know, person or something. But this tragedy got the USA more seriously studying and preparing for terrorist bombings here inside the continental United States. And terrorism, or acts of terror, are never the answer. It just adds to the problem. And it's just, it's a terrible, sad thing, but I wanted to bring it up because it's a pertinent day, and it's stuck in my mind. It scared the daylights out of me as a kid. I was working downtown Flint when it happened, and working in the top of the Genesee Towers building, actually, 18th floor.
Mm.
And made me leery of being in a big building, you know what I mean? And when you think back, and just a year before that, on the same day, was when Waco happened, when the government invaded.
Did it on the anniversary.
Branch Davidians. Mm. And they did it on the anniversary a year later, and they had their reasons, and twisted as they were, it's sick, but they did it. And we can't roll the clock back and make it disappear. It happened. It's part of our history. And a year to the day later, is the day we found my mom dead. And so it was a life-changing day in my mind and in my heart. And so the 19th is just a rough day for me, but I think about it and thank God for every breath I take, and glad to be here. So here I am doing a Gunsmith Show with my buddy Dan Foley today. So I'm
That's
happy.
Right.
So now in America, we're going to talk about American guns. So, and I know I probably say it too often, but I'm often asked, well, what's like the most popular gun in America? And that's a good question. And actually, it's the Glock 19 and the Remington 870. But the AR-15 is right there, too. But there's so many variants of the AR-15 that I'm thinking it's probably there already and probably the most popular gun because there are so many of them made and so many of them in the United States. So let's talk AR-15s and the like is what I'll say, because when I say and the like, that means all the variants, because not every one of them is called an AR-15.
Different There's configurations, different...
And different nomenclature, different number, the XMs, the FMs, the ERs, there's all kinds of them. So we're going to talk about a few for the rest of the show, actually. So there are so many different ARs, and I'm asked, what's the best AR on the market then? Well, that's like saying, what's the best American-made pickup you can have? You know what I mean? It's a very vague question. Is the best... You know, what is the best pickup? What is the best one made? Well, I'm sure there are studies showing and statistics that'll show, well, this is the number one, this is the number two. But, you know, it's a lot of it's in the eye of the beholder. And there's internal biases and stuff you have on these guns. So what, and a lot of times it boils down to what can I afford? So I ask you, how seriously are you going to take your new AR? If you're out looking for a new AR, you haven't bought one yet, and it's usually people that don't have one yet that say, well, what's the best one? Because that's what I want to get, you know? And a lot of times it's banter over a, you know, a cold beer or something, you know what I mean, at a bar.
Yeah.
And so we get those talks going. I said, well, is your AR-15 going to be a safe queen? You know, is it going to hang out in your closet? Is it going to be the closet keeper? You know, so some people buy these things, they never use
them. Don't shoot them.
Oh, but I got one. You know, it's like having a hammer, but I lost the instructions. I don't know how to use it. So, is it a gun case cadaver? Okay, so there's a lot of those out there. I took it out of the case 2 years ago. Should I get it out more often? Well, yeah, you should shoot the doggone thing every month. You know, get out and have some fun with it. That's what it's for. It's like having a race car and never using it. It's not like it's going to go way up in value. You get out and you shoot the doggone things and you get proficient at it. That's what well-regulated militia is.
Are they good for hunting at all?
Oh, sure. I coyote hunt with mine a lot.
Okay.
I small game hunt with mine. Of course, now there again, we're going to get into the details of all.
Because that'll determine what kind of gun you're looking for, which type of AR.
Yeah, what caliber.
Yeah.
So a lot of the 450 Bushmasters I talk about are ARs. And they're wonderful guns. I love them. So, are you going to learn and enjoy how to shoot these guns? Is my point, and that's what we're hoping you do. Because becoming more capable, more responsible, more accurate, more knowledgeable about AR-15s makes you a better American. Okay, in my eyes. And I think a lot of like-minded people would say the same thing. So if you're going to learn to enjoy it, you got to learn to use it. And it's like recently helped a buddy get his first pistol. And he was like, no, I'm good. Thanks. I'm all set. And I said, well, hang on. Because there's a lot I can tell you in 5 minutes that can help you with a lot of journey in the next month or two. A lot of your journey and the struggles and the hurdles you're going to have to get over. First thing is, you know, safe travel. You know, you can't keep it on the front seat next to you if you don't have a CPL, a concealed pistol license. You got to keep it safely stored in a car, unloaded, and not in the driver's compartment. So there's a lot to remember about these things. Same thing with ARs. People get a brand new AR, they put it in a passenger seat, they put a seatbelt on it, think they're safe. And it's
no.
That's not how you're supposed to
Even
do
I
things.
Know that.
Well, you know, they don't make child seats for AR-15. So, being more knowledgeable, that's what I hope you can do with it. And be a consumer that practices on a regular basis. Because, you know, maybe even be a really, really good paper cutter. You know, paper punch. Maybe take on reloading. That brings you into the sport and lets you embrace it. How about choosing a new optic for it? Because if you buy an AR-15, a bare bones, and oh, I only got $400 to spend, you're going to get a bare bones AR-15. It might not even have sights on it. And I see this in movies all the time where they grab the gun, they run through the building, and you look, and there's not a sight on the gun. So, you know, not a gun guy was the, you know, kind of the choreographer of that show. You know what I mean?
Whoever was in charge of their gun specialist.
I don't want to bring up Rust, the movie Rust, but you know, that's a sore subject because there was, you know, loss of life. So it's a terrible thing to think about. So, and I pray for those people because the haunting of making a mistake would overwhelm me. So, so you want to do the right thing. There are so many accessories to put on AR-15s. That's the beauty of them. They're all different. They can all be changed. They can all be modified legally and done the right way. But there are limits to what you can do. But become a really, really good gun owner. You can put slings on them, bipods, night vision. And these things all help. They do. They help you. They help you get a little bit better. They help you be a little bit more enthusiastic in it, and it's less likely to become a safe queen or a case cadaver, you know, or the gun that never gets seen except for twice a year when you bring it out to brag that you got an AR-15. You know, that's not being a good American. But let's just don't be too hard on yourself, but let it be the enjoyment and maybe one of your passions, and challenge yourself at steel targets. You know, whether it's 40 feet away or 500 yards away, these AR-15s can do it. I wouldn't be shooting a 9mm at 500 yards, but you can if you want. You just got to know how high to aim. Now, you can always reach us through Facebook, and I want to know what you want us to talk about, too, because let me know. I've been getting a lot of emails every week. Email me at shooter@thegss.com. Again, shooter@thegss.com. And let us know what you want to hear about. But we're going to talk about more AR-15s in the next segment because we're going to talk about Williams Gun Sight. And, man, do they have a lot of really cool AR-15s right now. I just walked through, and you should put a bib on when you walk through because, man, you're drooling.
You start drooling?
Oh, man.
He does. He's given to that when he's over at Williams.
It happens. Yeah. My legs shake a little bit. You know, it's like, it's almost like buck fever.
It's like those old cartoons when the hot-looking gal walks by the dog and the eyes bulge
heart
out to
bangs out of your
hit
chest.
The wall. Yeah, just like that. That's what it's like. Exactly.
That's right.
We're gonna take a break. We'll come back. It's the Gunsmith Show. US 103.1.